Blog Talk Radio.
But now they that are younger than I have me in derision, whose fathers I would have disdained, meaning not counted worthy, to have set with the dogs of my flock. Yea, whereto might the strength of their hands profit me, in whom old age was perished? For want and famine, they were solitary, fleeing into the wilderness in former time, desolate and waste, who cut up marls by the bushes and juniper roots for their meat, didn't even know how to eat. They were driven forth from among men. They cried after them as after a thief, to dwell in the cliffs of the valleys, in the caves of the earth, and in the rocks. Cave men, in other words, Neanderthals and all that stuff. Among the bushes they brayed. That means to make a sound like a donkey, like an ass. Under the nettles they were gathered together. They were children of fools, yea, children of base men, very low men, the lowest of men. They were viler than the earth, very violent beings. And now I am their song. Yea, I am their byword. I am their Mary had a little lamb, ceaseless white as snow. I am their ba-ba black sheep, have you in the wool. Examples of songs that were written against my people. I am their byword. I am their G, coon, nigger, negro, African American. Look at this. From the words of the Most High Yah. Job, chapter 30, hallelujah, verses 1 through 9, but read the entire chapter, because this puts a new spin on things that have been taught wrongfully for a long time. Shalom, shalom, shalom. I am Yirmiyahu ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M-Day, every W-Day on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, we're in another episode in the Knowledge Suite by the blessings of Yah. And we're going to continue to bring forth and what? Disperse this knowledge, this wisdom unto you, my brothers and sisters and people of the nations who are seeking truth, who are seeking the salvation of the Most High Yah. Yes, it gives us a great deal of pleasure to come your way and to grace you and you and you and yours in this episode in the Knowledge Suite. Yes, my beloved brothers and sisters, like the writer of the book, Yoh, was explaining, hallelujah, we talk about these beings, first of all, that are younger than I, meaning we were here first. As a matter of fact, if you will even skip down to Job chapter 30, the 30th verse, this man, this brother tells you the color of his skin. My skin is black upon me. See? And this particular brother is the epitome of Israel. His life was lived for a what? It has a dual purpose. Not only did he live and experience these afflictions and these multiplicities of problems, but his life also epitomized the what? The children of Israel, what we were to go through, what we have been through, and what we are experiencing. But at the end, there will be a great, great, great blessing upon this, my people, my beloved brothers and sisters. So we need to look at this with the wisdom and with the counsel and with the might that the Most High Yah imparts in us. And yes, tonight, on that same accord, we are going to bring forth some more confessions from the ones who have afflicted us and who have denied who we are, but now the list just continues to grow. I mean, the internet and other reference and information sources are now flooded with the confessions of the oppressors of the Most High Yah's people. Our oppressors are coming forth now admitting, and their children now are admitting that we are truly, my people and I, the so-called Negro, African-American, black, gay, coon, nigger, porch monkey, you name it, we've been called it, are truly the what? The descendants of the biblical Israelites. In other words, we are the cream of the crop, my people. I'm talking to my people right now. Sleekar, excuse me. nations of the earth. Right now, I'm taking care of some family business, okay? Mishpaha, taking care of Mishpaha business, okay? And we, of course, welcome you to listen along, even when we're taking care of certain factions or certain what? Parts or portions of family business, because we have to get down to business with family, because it's family, Mishpaha, the children of Israel, hallelujah, that these blessings have been pronounced upon as well as the curses. Hallelujah. But see, good news for my people is that the end of these curses are at hand. Despite what others tell you, try to frighten you, scare you, try to make you think that if you're not a part of that little network or that little whatever the hell they call it, that there's no salvation for you. Don't you believe that? The Most High Yah has a plan for Israel. Yes, he does. It's been from the beginning. So for somebody to try to tell you that in order to be saved and to really be in the kingdom of Yah, you got to come to our group. You got to come to our Hebrew group because we got all the answers. Don't you believe that? Most High Yah is going to save these people. He's going to save us. He's going to save the captives of Israel. That is the ones that he have what? Set forth and sanctioned for salvation. Because a lot of them hollering loud and crying out loud saying, hey, can't do this, can't do this. You got to keep this, can't keep that, are going to be the very ones. A lot of them are going to be told that they can't come in there. You know, I mean, if you're simply not chosen, you're not chosen. That's all to it. You can holler, scream, kick. You can think you know this book from cover to cover if you want to. You can think you got it down pat and have a very good understanding of it. You're fooling yourself, my brothers. Fooling yourself, my sisters. The Most High Yah already knew from the beginning, even down through this dispensation of time and beyond, who he's going to save. If your name not written in that book, you're not going in there. It's just that simple. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High Yah. And this is not no scare tactic. It is what it is. Because what? The word backs this up and confirms it. Well, tonight, we are coming forth now. And, of course, we're going to listen and we're going to elaborate and speak on things as we go back and forth with more confessions of the oppressors of our people coming forth. Here's another one who's come forth now, and he wants to go very, very deep. Now, we do not agree. Again, here's what they'll do. They'll put that out there that we are the children of Israel, but they still try to incorporate these pagan deities into the mix. They still come up with what, a mispronunciation, not acknowledgement of the true and living Elohim, Yahweh. But they still try to attach some Hebrew name to some son of his. And his son does have a Hebrew name. His Hebrew name is Israel, his entire nation. Yah's people, my people and I, are the sons and daughters of the Most High Yah. Israel is my son, even my firstborn. You cannot have two firstborn sons. He told Moshe to tell Pharaoh to let my son go or I will slay your son. And he did just that. Oh, yes. Go back and read it over there in the book of Exodus, how the Most High Yah roared through the land of Mizraim, our first cousin. Hallelujah. Who enslaved us, their first cousins, mistreated us, okay? Yah demolished it, so-called Egypt, tore it to pieces, tore it up, and even scattered the Egyptians amongst the nation. Read it over there in Ezekiel chapter 38, how they were dispersed through the countries too. So yes, there are Egyptians amongst those too. They have not returned yet. They are yet to return. And in the future prophecies as stated by Isaiah and others, one day Yah is going to say, blessed be Egypt, blessed be Mizraim, my people. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers. There's a whole lot of things going down. A whole lot of things got to transpire. And it has to be what? Understood properly. Because if you get out there on a limb and get too far gone and think you just got it all down pat, guess what? You don't. Humble yourselves, my brothers. Love you, too. I don't hate you. I love you. But you all just need to humble yourself. Okay, let's go in now and listen to what this particular Gentile's spin on the thing is. And like I say, we're going to let the audio bite play, and we are going to be elaborating as we go forth and go back and forth here as to what is being said and what is being mentioned and what is being talked about. I am Nirim Yahu Ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M-Day, every W-Day on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be back, and we will return momentarily.
real biblical Israelites? That is the question that we will be tackling today, because I have had enough of this lie that is being propagated against people, and I'm sure many of you out there have also had enough of this lie, because this is the biggest deception of all time, and the truth is coming to light today that is being propagated against people, and I'm sure many of you out there have also had enough of this lie, because this is the biggest deception of all time, and the truth is coming to light today, because what you're about to see are never before seen images of the real biblical Israelites, and we are going to tackle who the real biblical Israelites were and who the real biblical Israelites are today. So stay tuned, because there is a lot of truth coming your way and a lot of answers coming your way. Now, today, I'm going to let scripture and history speak for itself, because in order for any nation to be considered the chosen, or for any nation to be considered the true children of Israel, they have to fulfill all of the curses that are spoken of in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 15 through 68, as well as Leviticus chapter 26, verses 14 through 46. And the question is, does the 1948 nation of Israel fulfill all of the curses that are spoken of in Scripture, or do they only fulfill some of them? In order for any group of people to claim to be the chosen people of so-called God, they have to fulfill all of the curses, because long story short, the children of Israel did not adhere to the commandments, and because of that, all of the curses fell upon them.
Listen very closely. He did make mention of the fact that they must, the children of Israel, must be the people to fulfill all of the prophecy of Deuteronomy chapter 28, both the blessings and the curses. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters. And you notice he starts off by mentioning the 1948 deception that has plagued the entire planet here for quite some time, in a group of people calling themselves Jews and perpetuating and perpetrating upon a very vicious lie of claiming to be someone they are not. They are not the children of Israel. They do not fulfill any of the curses of the biblical Israelites, and do not fulfill any of the blessings that's going to come upon this blessed race of people, in which, praise the Most High Yahweh, I was born into this nation, born into it. I have the bloodline of Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov running through my veins, as with all of the children of Israel. And that, that makes us be the biblical descendants of the Israelites. Yes, and like this European is confessing and admitting, you must fit the bill. If you strike out in any way, fashion, shape, or form, you are not the people. You are not the people. Even with that being said, there is no way in the world the so-called Jews can be the biblical Israelites. I'm Yirmiyahu Ben Yisrael. We will let some more run, and we will come back, and we will elaborate as it goes. You are in the Knowledge Suite.
Just who did the curses fall upon, and does today's Israel fit that description of Scripture? Like I said, for any group of people to suggest that they are the chosen, they must fit all of the curses that are spoken of in Deuteronomy or Devarim, chapter 28, verses 15 through 68, and Vayikra, Leviticus, chapter 26, verses 14 through 46. They must fit the curses where they will serve their enemies in a land that they do not know. They must have had their children sold to other people. They would be enslaved again in ships and sold into slavery. They would have poverty, sickness, disease, and they would be war stricken all over. They would have torture and anguish. And these people that Scripture is talking about, they would forget who they are. And these group of people must fit this description. They would be in a strange land that is not their own, and they would have strangers to be their head while they are the tail. I am paraphrasing what Scripture actually says. There would be great plagues to come upon these people. There would be distress, heartache, and constant pain. These people would be discriminated against, and no one would be able to help them. There would be yokes of iron around their necks, and they would speak a strange language, and they would not know who they are. And
listen to the appalling list of things that these people must do and must fit in perfectly in order to claim what? The biblical heritage of the biblical Israelites. So far, the quote Jews have struck out all the way. And believe it or not, this is coming from a so-called Jew. This is one of the quote Jewish confessions of the children of Israel being who the children of Israel are. We're going to let much of this play as we possibly can. We may play more of it, you know, in another episode to kind of pick up where we left off, because it gets very, very juicy. Very juicy. And you can already tell from the way he's talking where he's heading with this. Like I said, we're going to go ahead and let it play on out, and we're going to listen in and just listen to them confess and admit, because this man on this particular video has images that I've never seen before, stuff that's been stored up, locked up in their vaults. Images now. Even though some of those images are pagan, they still portray the biblical people of the Bible as being dark-skinned black people, not white, not olive-colored skin, and all that so-called stuff. There's no olive-colored skin. Those people over there in the land of Israel are white people. They are Europeans. They are from Romania, Russia, Germany. European, white Europeans, because in coming up in later episodes of the Knowledge Tree, we're going to break down to you and show you that even the original Europeans were a race of black people. Job chapter 30, starting at verse 1, is no lie. They that are younger than I, meaning we were here first. So as you can see, my brother, that puts a hook in all of your doctrine, going back to the garden, talking about the curse of Cain was leprosy. That is not true. That is not true. Cain was not cursed with leprosy, and the white man was not here in the beginning. Else, why would Job give a very vivid description of them being cave dwellers, not having no language, not knowing how to talk, not knowing how to do nothing? But now I, the black man, have become their what? Their byword. I have become their song and their byword. So as you can see, my brothers, nope, and the isles of the Gentiles were not no white people. Now, for a long time, you and your mores teach, and you're still teaching no such thing as a black Gentile. That's a lie. That's a lie. The nations outside of Israel were considered Gentiles, and y'all have argued and disputed that. You go around arguing that point, and you wrong as hell. That's all to it. You don't know what you're talking about. These were black Gentiles. And there are still black Gentiles existing on the planet today. So that's one thing your Moray had definitely wrong. You got to go back and revamp that, brother. That's wrong. You keep teaching that lie. Y'all just keep on teaching it. Sit down and learn before you call yourself and go out here think you're ready to really deal with this book, because you're not. Hallelujah. I'm Yirmiyahu ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio. We will return momentarily.
And the question we should be asking ourselves today is, according to Scripture and according to history, does this group of people fit in that description that is spoken of in Scripture? Do these group of people who claim to be the chosen, who claim to be the Jews, do they fit the description of the curses? Because if they do not, then there is a giant deception that is going on. But like I said, before we go any further, let's let history speak for itself. Because I am about to prove to you and show you real authentic images of the real biblical Israelites, and you're going to see exactly how they looked and how some of the prophets looked, how some of that what you call angels or messengers looked, how our Messiah, Yahusha, how he looked, the real images, as well as the real images of the other prophets and how they looked. And today we're going to go over who the real biblical Israelites were back then, and then later on, we will go over who the real biblical Israelites are today. Because just like I said, only one group of people has fulfilled all of the blessings and curses, not to mention the 400-year prophecy that is spoken of in Genesis or Bereshit, chapter 15, verses 13 and 14, as well as Acts or Opsim, chapter 7, verses 6 through 7. And because it's in the Brit Hadashah, or the Renewed Covenant, we know that it is not talking about the Egypt that occurred back during the time of Moses. It is talking about a second Egypt, and we're going to identify what that second Egypt is.
Now, you notice he still tries, like all of them do, to incorporate Greek New so-called Testament into the mix. We don't need that book, okay? Mainly because the Most High Yahweh does not speak over that. He did not authorize no one to make no commentaries on nothing. And even the commentaries that are made over there are not in reference to the truth. These were simply what? This come from the Roman canons. These came from a set of papers, writings called the Pauline papers now. And that faggot Paul, a fictitious character, didn't even know whether he wanted to be a man. Pauline is the name of a woman. The Pauline papers. Why do you call them Pauline? Why do you just say the papers are the writings of Paul, the Pauline papers? But this is where all this doctrine and all this mess over here in the new book comes from. So whenever he goes, you know, like I tell you all, listen, but listen with great discretion, because there's a lot of junk out here. There's a lot of junk in the trunk. Now, when you clean the trunk out, pull the junk out of it and throw the junk away, because this is what they do. They try to put the truth out there, but notice how they do it. They try to be clever about it in mixing what? Falsehood and lies in with the truth. Truth and lies is just like oil and water. You cannot mix those two substances. I don't care if you bake it, you boil it, you heat the oil up, you even heat the water up, you get the water scalding hot. Guess what? When you pour the oil over it, it is still not going to mix. You're going to see a great big oil ring in the water. And no, ma'am, no, sir, that does not go down. That doesn't happen. We'll be back again momentarily. And by the time we reach the end of this program, we'll be closing out. I'm Yeremiah Ben Israel. You are in the knowledge suite, going further and further into what? Gentile confessions, white Gentile confessions, the confessions of the what? Of the oppressor, as to the truth, as to who we, the children of Israel, are. Yeremiah Ben Israel, you are in the knowledge suite.
I'm approaching this from Scripture itself. I'm approaching this from the viewpoint of Scripture. I'm approaching this from the most neutral perspective there is, because the truth is what makes you free. And not only that, we are going to let Scripture and history speak for itself, because many do not know, but actually what you call the Bible is a history book about one group of people. And today we're going to see who that group of people is. I am not approaching this from a religious viewpoint or from a religious standpoint. I'm approaching this from a historical standpoint. So let's get that straight, and let's get that through our heads, that Scripture is a history book about one group of people. And who are those group of people? I will let history speak for itself. You are about to see our real authentic images that have been purposely hidden from you, and these images and pictures that you are about to see are going to expose to you who the real biblical Israelites were, who the real prophets were, and how they really looked, how the Messiah really looks, how his mother really looks, as well as how the messengers, or who you call the angels, how they really look. And you're about to see in old ancient paintings how these, how they were depicted and how the real biblical Israelites were depicted and just where it really comes from. And you're going to see a bunch of Russian icons that depict and prove who the real biblical Israelites really are. And you're going to see the bigger agenda behind all this, because so much has been hidden from you. And the question we need to be thinking about is, why has this been hidden from us? But I have done a ton of research. I've done and conducted so much research, hours and hours of research, to bring all of this to you so you can see the truth for what it is. So here we go. And you're going to see a montage and clips of images and icons of the real biblical Israelites. And so here we are. And I'm going to scroll down, and you're going to see one of who, what is most known as the Virgin, and who the Messiah. And look at what their skin color is depicted as. These are real authentic images, and you know they're authentic because they still have scratch marks all over them. But I'm going to tell you, it goes much deeper than this. There are many more images I want you to see, so let's just get right to it.
Okay, if you were watching these images, of course, it would depict the so-called Black Mary and the Black Baby Jesus, which still what? These pagan rituals and customs and pagan religion did stem from what? Ancient Black people, ancient Black Gentile nations that worship these pagan deities. See, the mere fact that he's just flashing Black pictures before us still does not put you in tune with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, because it's still a clever way to try to still steer you away from the worship of the true and mighty one, the true and mighty one, Yahweh, the Most High, hallelujah, Elohim of Israel, the Elohim of the entire earth, hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters. Oh, yes, the Most High, who rules and super rules in the heavens of heavens. And beyond that, the universes on top of universes, the multiverses, the Most High, the creator of everything and everyone, my beloved brothers and sisters. So do not be fooled. Do not be deceived. Do not be tricked. As a matter of fact, we're going to come back and play some more audio bites on this at another time, possibly next week. We probably will not do the special edition this F day. But then again, maybe we will. You know, it just depends on how we move and how we'll move by the Spirit of the Most High, Yah, my beloved brothers and sisters. But do not be deceived. You can already hear from the way he's setting this up and the way this is going, where he's going with it. And that's exactly where he's taking it. He's taking it. I've looked at the entire presentation, and he does go into great depth and great detail as to who these biblical Israelites are. And, you know, long story short, he gets right to it. He gets to the point and admits, like the rest of them are admitting, that Black people, the so-called Negro, the Jew, he even gets into the technicalities of what? Of breaking down and expressing the bywords, what they are, what they mean, and who's been referred to and called by these multiple tags and these what? These misnomers and these nicknames. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters. And this what? This stigmatisms and all of these different things that have been pointed toward my people and I. Oh, yeah. In singling out a particular group of people. But what you're witnessing, you're seeing prophecy even in this unfold right before your eyes. You're looking at Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 19. Oh, Yahweh, my strength and my fortress and my refuge in the day of affliction. The Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited their lives, vanity and things wherein there is no profit. Shall a man make gods unto himself, and they are no gods? Therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know. I will cause them to know mine hand, and my might, and they shall know that my name is Yahweh. My beloved brothers and sisters, you're watching things spoken by the Most High Yah come to pass and transpire right before your very eyes. Tap in. Tap into the truth. Stay away from the lies, you know, and And that's why we tell you, even when you're listening to information, like when I disperse this information, I always put a disclaimer for it. You know, extract the truth. And I'm going to do the best I can to help you. If I play this information, I'm going to help you distract the truth and throw the trash in the trash can, especially when it comes to still trying to put someone beside the Most High. Yahweh makes it plainly and clear that there's none beside him. So don't try to go, don't even go for the okey-doke of the what? Of the oppressor in lying about there still being someone beside the Most High Yahweh. Yahweh would know if someone is beside him. He said, yeah, he know not any. It's been a blessing to be with you all, and may you and yours continue to be blessed. And stay with us here in the Knowledge Suite. We're going to come back again. If not this F day, we'll be back here again this M day, if it be Yah's will, and we bid you peace and blessings. Blessings and peace. Shalom, shalom, shalom.